Hey everyone, welcome to the Lemonade Stand. My name is Alexis Kraselik and I had lots of lemonade stands when I was growing up.
My name is Elisabeth and lemonade stands are not a thing where I come from. Welcome to our very first real podcast episode of this new podcast. I'm very excited.
Yay, I can't wait.
Yes. So this first episode, we are going to introduce ourselves a little bit, and then also we are going to introduce what this podcast is all about. So if you are listening in, you can like make a decision. Hopefully the decision will be, this sounds interesting, I'm going to stay with these two girls.
Yes, we would love for you to stay around. And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, basically anywhere you can listen to podcasts is where we are. So we wanted to introduce ourselves. Like I said, I'm Alexis Kraselik. I live in the United States. I've lived in different countries, but I am originally from here, actually in South Carolina. And I always was really passionate about health, but no one else really around me was. And coming from the South in the United States, if you know anything about it, it is full of fried food, lots of overweight people, not really a ton of exercise or health, especially when I was growing up, was just not a priority. So trying to be healthy was a struggle. And my family was supportive, but didn't really do things with me. And it wasn't honestly until I went to college where I actually like worked out and felt confident in my body and was excited to be healthy. And it was still hard though, right? Because I didn't have a community around me of people who were also doing it. And especially in college, in the United States, again, people just want to party and drink and, you know, eat crap food and eat at 2 a.m. and all of that stuff, which I was very much not interested in doing. And so then I lived in Vietnam, and there I saw a really strong need for health that was approachable, because I saw a lot of health that was very unapproachable. Hold on. My dogs are being very loud.
Alexis has dogs. That's like, I saw them like previously. She's gone, so I can talk about her dogs now while she's gone. So I saw them previously on a previous recording, and they're very cute. So I wish I could have dogs, but I live in a tiny, tiny, tiny apartment and I work nonstop, so it would be very cruel for me to have a dog. But that does not stop me from like gushing about every single dog I see, because dogs are cute. Oh, Alexis is back. So
I'm back.
Now we can get back to Vietnam.
Wow. Yes. So when I lived in Vietnam, I was really getting into health, especially there, because I lived in Hanoi, which is the capital, has 9 million people, and it's full of pollution. Like, it was just like, it looked like fog outside every day. It wasn't foggy. It was just smog and pollution. And most days when it was a blue sky, it was actually gray. So, needless to say, there was a lot of, like, need over there for health. And then I started health coaching while I was over there, and just did it for free for a while just to see if it was something that I was good at, could get people results and actually enjoyed. And it was, and I fell in love with helping people transform their lives and live better, because when you're healthier, you can love on people more. You can love on yourself more, right? And you can do more in the world, more with your free time and everything. Mm. And so it became really my mission to help people become as healthy as possible. But one big core value was that community, because like I said, when I was trying to get healthy, there was so much scattered information, plus no one, I just felt really alone in it, you know? And when you're trying to go to the gym, or when you're trying to eat healthy and you're trying to avoid maybe what a lot of other people are doing, that can be really hard to do alone. So that's why I love what I do, because I can make people feel not alone. I can create this community. And that for me was a really big reason behind this podcast, was to make it health approachable, right? As well as just, you know, life and personal development and growth really approachable. Information in one place, as well as, again, that community basis is, like, key for me. So that's a little bit about me.
Yay! I love that you lived in Vietnam. I've never been to Vietnam. I would love to go to Vietnam one day.
But you went to Japan, so very jealous.
Oh, yeah, I did go to Japan. I just went on vacation. Oh, it was so nice. And the food in Japan is, like, super healthy because we're just talking about health. The first time I was in Japan, that was 10 years ago. For 4 months, I was in Japan, and all I did was, like, eating because all the food was so amazing. And I didn't know when I'd come back, right? So I was like, I have to eat this now because obviously, who knows the next time I will be there. Actually, I just returned like a year later, but I didn't know at that point. And so for 4 months, all I did was basically like eating everything without like thinking about calories. And I came back after these 4 months and I think I was at least like 10 kilograms. So that's 20 pounds lighter. So just wow. Because what I ate was so different.
Oh my yeah, gosh.
Yeah, oh, it was really good.
That's yeah. Crazy. I bet it was a lot okay, more fresh. That was definitely.
Yeah. That was a trip down memory lane. Yeah, so my name is Elisabeth and I'm from Austria. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, she has a weird accent for an Australian, then hold on, not from Australia. Australia, that's the country in the south with the deadly spiders and like all the deadly animals and where everything wants to kill you. I'm from the other Austria. I'm from the small town, small country that looks like a guitar in the heart of Europe. You know, the country where Red Bull comes from, for example. So that's one of the things that comes from this amazing country. Unlike the south of the US, people in my part of Austria, we are like really obsessed with like sports. Like, because we live in the mountains, like right in the middle of the mountains. And so having, how do I say that? Like doing sports in a mountain is such an important part for like everyday life. Parents will go to the mountains with their children. In winter, everybody goes skiing. Everybody goes running. It doesn't matter how cold it is. Oh, there is snow. Who cares? I'm going to go out for a run. Is it in the middle of the night? Who cares? It's safe. Absolutely I'm going to go not. For a run.
No.
Yeah. So, no, because it's like, as a city, like, especially the city I come from, like, in the middle of the mountains, having a kind of identity is very important. And our identity, because, like, Vienna is all about culture and Salzburg is all about Sound of Music and Mozart. And so we are basically our identities. We have university students because it's a college town and we have sports. And that's kind of our thing in the world. So, but I was never good at sports. So oh, no. I wasn't. I was a chubby kid. Yeah, I was a chubby kid. And I think I did like sports and fitness and like doing stuff and moving my body. I really did like that. But when I was a teenager and it became a bit chubby because that's just how my body is, I felt like I was pushed out of all of this. Like you are supposed to feel ashamed for every like small jiggle that your body does. And like if you have bigger boobs, like like when you're 13, then you're not supposed to dance and you're not supposed to run. And like school sports was terrible for like chubby kids that were, yeah. So I felt like really pushed out. And it took me, I think, until my like early 20s when I found like the love for working out again. But I think that's also part because that was the time when I felt more comfortable as a like a plus size woman. Because that's the time when kind of you're out of puberty and like suddenly like you don't give a shit about yeah. stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's when I got into running of all things, which is weird because I hated running as a kid and as a teenager. It was like the worst thing we could do in physical education. But I got into running and I love running. And so my first podcast, which is like has been going on for years now, was all about running, but it was more niche, way more niche, very, very niche interest, but it's still, so it's all about running and I have discovered my love for running. I am still a plus size woman though. So, you know, it's I felt a bit frustrated when I, do research, like you said, about health or fitness or wellness, because I feel like when you are a plus size person, everything you like, everything is just always about your weight. Mm. Mm-hmm. So it feels like basically what everything and everyone says is to be healthy, you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
Which, you know, might there might be some truth to that. You know, maybe not. But it feels like it's so reduced to this one thing. But your weight is just such a tiny factor in how you feel healthy or how you, like, so that was kind of a thing that has always frustrated me. And so I've always wanted to have, for me, like, an approach to health that is more holistic than just you need to lose weight, which I mean, you know,
yeah, like, that's such a good point because, you know, recently in 2019 I kind of dropped off with a lot of really healthy habits. I was focusing a lot on my business while I was very healthy, and I ended up gaining extra weight and I wanted to lose it. And when I shared that with people, I got a lot of interesting pushback in the sort of body positivity aspect, which was great. Like, oh, you look great, blah, blah, blah. And to me, it wasn't just because the number on the scale went up, because you guys, you know, we all know that you can gain a lot of muscle, right? And that can actually put you at your heaviest weight maybe you've ever been, but you're more in shape than, you know, ever in your life. So the number doesn't really necessarily mean anything, but I had gained body fat and I felt not great, right? So that is, I love what you're saying, because it's really about how you feel. And of course, too, your body fat percentage is important. You know, you don't want 50% body fat, right? And your, you know, blood tests and everything like that are significant and do indicate health and inflammation and all kinds of things like that. But it really is so much more in the holistic lifestyle aspect of it. Your stress, what you're eating, right? If you're happy, how do you feel? Do you wake up with energy? You know, do you fall asleep at 1 p.m. every single day and you're just like done and you can't, you know, talk to anybody? Are you anxious? Like all these factors, like you said, it's so much more. And a lot of times you're right with health, whether that's on Instagram or YouTube or, you know, just articles or blogs, it's just small people, right? And very luxurious locations promoting these different products, right, that they're getting paid to promote. And it's like, where do I fit in to all of that? And, you know, we wanted to create a space so that people, you, whoever's listening, that you do fit in, because anybody can be healthy at any time, anywhere, you know, with anything that you have available to you.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've come to realize is, like, the more I looked around, the more I realized, oh, there are actually a lot of people like me who are like plus size, but like I can run a 5K and I can do a lot of things. And I feel, I mean, you know, you can always be healthier. Let's be real. You know, we all have these habits that are not very healthy and we all could do better. That's why we are here.
Yes.
But I realized that a lot of like work colleagues that I have that are like very, very petite and very, very slim, they're not like in any way healthier than I am. Sometimes like I feel like the way you live is not very healthy, because you don't like, I have this one friend and I just feel like she doesn't eat regularly and what she eats is not good. Mm-hmm. And she like, she doesn't feel comfortable in her body. It's weird. And so I'm like, having weight as a scale for how healthy somebody is for me is very weird, because I think you can see if somebody is healthy from a lot of different factors, and just reducing it to one is very weird for me. So I hope to do with this like podcast and what I hope to teach people is that there is nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to lose weight, but there's also nothing wrong with the weight you are at the moment. And if you decide to have a healthier life, that does not automatically mean that you're going to lose weight.
Yep.
You can just become healthier and then just basically remain the same, because like losing, I don't know, 100 pounds in a year, for example, there are people who do that.
Yeah.
That's not healthy. Like, you should not do that.
Sustainable, definitely, which is really key, right?
Yeah. If you basically, what I'm saying is, if you gain a lot of weight in a very short amount of time, or if you lose a lot of weight in a short amount of time, that might be the sign that either you're doing something that is not good, or that there is, you know, something else out of balance with your body or wrong with your body. So in that case, please consult a professional physician. Like, it's not normal to gain a lot of weight in a short time, and it's also not normal to lose a lot of weight. So any like diet that is like promises you, oh, you're going to lose 3 kilos a week, or like whatever that is in pounds, 6 pounds a week, that's like, you know, don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, take your time if you really want to lose weight, if that's what you want, and take your time and make sure you do it in a healthy way, and don't just starve yourself. Like, you can enjoy food. Please enjoy food. Food is really good.
It is good. Yeah, and I love that, you know, about the non-scale victories, and with my clients too, even clients who do want to lose weight, we get them there, and they are losing weight with healthy lifestyle changes, right? And it may be slower than they think because they need to set that foundation first. Yeah. But I always tell them to pick non-scale victories. So what we want to encourage you guys to do, especially over this season, which there will be 6 episodes in this season, one every other week, so a total of 12 weeks, which equals 3 months. Math there.
We did our math.
We did it. But encouraging you guys to pick some non-scale victories as you're growing with us in this podcast, which we really hope that you do, because again, we're really focused on that community, on your feedback, on really, even though, you know, we're the ones talking, we'll be incorporating you guys and your feedback and your questions and everything like that, is to pick some non-scale victories. So again, if you guys want to lose weight, if that is, you know, a healthy choice for you, if you have a healthy system of doing that, that's fine. But, you know, do you want to improve your sleep? Do you want to start meditating, maybe reducing your anxiety? Maybe your stress is at an 8 and you want to bring it down, you know, consistently to a 4. Or you want to find an exercise that you love. You know, again, you guys know yourself and you know what your goals are and everything. So just choose a couple of those and write them down now. Put them in your phone, write it down on a piece of paper, and check back in at the end of these 3 months and see, did you, you know, accomplish those non-scale victories? And again, those are the ones that, you know, you can get the number down on the scale, but it never really makes you happy, right? There's always something that's jiggling. There's always something, you know, and the other things matter way more.
Yeah, like weight, because weight is like, if you think about it, it's like really arbitrary. It's like the scale shows us the force that gravity has on your body, which is like such a weird like thing. Like, why would you let this like determine like your own self-worth or how healthy you are? I don't know. I don't have a scale anymore. And ever since I don't have a scale, I live with much less anxiety.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, do you have any, like, favorite non-scale victories or, like, examples of non-scale victories? Like, if somebody is now listening to this and I'm like, I don't really know what to do. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. So, if, you know, body image, so we'll take that for an example and then I'll give a few other. If body image is something that you struggle with and, you know, you're one of those people who is really, you know, kind of obsessed or really interested in the weight, pick an outfit, whether or not you have to go buy one or whether or not you have it, that maybe doesn't fit you right now or you don't feel very comfortable in. You don't maybe feel that confident, right? And this works for, you know, women and men. And then put that outfit out. So I want you to put it out in your closet, hang it up in your room, whatever, so that you continuously see it and you think, you know, I'm making choices so that I can love myself more, I can be healthier, and so that I can rock this outfit, right? And set a date for yourself. Like, know that you're going out to drinks with your friend and in 3 months and you're wearing this outfit, right? Or that, you know, whatever it is, you're going to take yourself out to a nice dinner or go out, you know, with your significant other or something like that. Or maybe you go to a concert with it. I don't know what kind of outfit you guys are choosing. But I love that because it's really tangible, and then it's more than just the weight, right? Maybe you do tone up a bit and you start eating healthier. Maybe you do drop a little bit of weight. That's fine. But also over time, you're working on that confidence, right? That mental aspect of it, which is just another, you know, component of health. So that's one that I love for people because it's just really easy. If you like the number on the scale, being able to put on an outfit and say, I feel good or not, is an easy kind of jump there, again, without obsessing over the number.
And if you, like, think about it, if after, like, 3 months you put this on and you love the way you look in it, either because you might have lost a little bit of weight or you might have toned your body, or because you've worked on your self-worth so much that you're more confident and maybe this has always fit you, but now you, like, actually embrace it.
Yeah.
Then does it really matter if you have lost weight or not? I think not. And it doesn't matter how much weight you lost because the goal was to look awesome in that outfit. So now you exactly. do. So congratulations. That's a good really one. I like that.
And then, you know, it also can be, again, I like numbers just to be able to, you know, compare, right? Quantitatively. So, for example, a really good one is energy level. So, over the course of this next week, just see what you wake up with and what you go to sleep with energy level wise. Write it down on a note in your phone. Come up, you know, do some math. Come up with an average. So, let's say you're at a 4.5 for energy total. And then, what do you want to get at, right? And then, by the end of it, you know, the last week or so of the 3 months, keep track of that and come up with your new average. And again, it's not just that you have these non-scale victories. You don't just have the outfit out and ignore it. You don't just, you know that you want to increase your energy and ignore it. You're doing conscious steps. This is the key part, right? To actually make that non-scale victory happen, right? You're eating healthier. You're moving your body more. You're decreasing your stress. You know, you're maybe you changed up your environment to bring it more energy, you know, into your home or whatever it is. So this is really key. It's not just that you sit back and relax, right? And be like, oh, I'm gonna casually get healthier. That's not how that works. You have to have the plan.
Unfortunately not. It would be nice,
right?
Wouldn't
that be amazing if that could just happen? But that's where we come in, right? As well as, you know, you taking the initiative and actually putting in the work. And it's gonna be work and it's gonna be hard and it sucks sometimes, but that's why you have the community of us.
And there's one thing that, like, listeners, you have to understand, and this is something that is very, I think I find it very difficult to accept, and that is, like, healthiness, like, has so many factors, and there are going to be factors where just from the way, like, that you are at a disadvantage at. Like, for example, like you said, you live in a place where you're surrounded by, like, fried food and like, which sounds amazing, not gonna lie, but if you live in an environment, if you grew up on a farm and you have a lot of fresh vegetables, then, like, eating healthy and finding healthy food is going to be easier than for somebody who lives, for example, if you live in a city where you don't have a lot of access to fresh vegetables, then this is going to be more tricky for you. So the same is with fitness. If you are like me, you're a plus size man or woman, then doing the step and, like, going to a gym, for example, is going to be way more difficult because there is this, like, body shaming aspect of, like, that a lot of people have. So you and we shame our own bodies. That's what we have been taught for, like, all of our lives, that our bodies are something to be ashamed of. And so it is more difficult to, like, go to the gym and do something. And then, of course, there are things like the way you are brought up, like if the way your parents raised you, or also genetics is also playing a part, and also, like, the general state of your body. If you are having some, like, disabilities, for example, then some things are going to be more difficult for you. If you have celiac disease, then, like, some recipes are going to be more difficult for you. And that's super unfair. And that's just how it is. So you will find some aspects much easier, and you will maybe not understand why other people are struggling with that so much. And then it will be other things. We're like, why can't I do this? I've been working so long. Why do I not see results? And that's because you might be at a disadvantage in that. And that's super unfair, but you have to live with it. I'm sorry.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, one thing too, again, we'll at the end and in the show notes is all of our social media. Send us a message and, you know, DM us or write in the Facebook group. If you feel, you know, comfortable, it's a closed group. Other people aren't going to see it. People in the group will though. And you know, if you have, you don't have access to fresh vegetables, like you said, or maybe you have a genetic condition or something else, you know, send us a message and we're happy to give you some, you know, advice and how to kind of work around that.
Yeah, or point you in the direction of somebody who is an expert in that field. Like, I don't know much about celiac disease, but a friend of mine has celiac disease and she's like a fitness ace. So I can point you in her direction.
Absolutely.
If you speak German, that is. So I'm sorry.
And there's always something, like you said, you know, it sucks, but there's something that can be done. So if you guys, you know, haven't had the help or maybe you feel nervous or a little scared to talk about it, feel free to send us a message. And who knows, you know, by you sharing that, we may be able to share it with other people, you know, anonymously, that's totally fine. And then it may help a lot more people too, right? So if you do find yourself at that kind of disadvantage for whatever it is, we're happy to help guide you and give you resources because we all are at some disadvantage for some aspect, whatever it is, right? And we just have to learn how to deal with it. And you can, which is good.
Yeah. So let's take a moment for like our listeners and talk a bit about what this season is going to be of the podcast. So we've decided to go for a season like structure, have different seasons of the podcast, and each season will have a different focus that's going to be more easy, I think, like to have like one big topic that we will tackle in this like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 12 weeks. It's six episodes in 12 weeks. So this first season, we've talked a lot about fitness and health. So this is going to be what we are focusing on. And we are going to be focusing more on the, I'd say, on the physical side. In the beginning, we will mostly talk about the physical side of health, and then we will get into like meditation as well. But I think the main focus is going to be like all the physical exercise and how you can do good stuff for your body.
Yeah, I'm really excited because you know, we have in there incorporated into the different topics, several different ways of approaching them. We're doing homework ourselves, and we're encouraging you guys to do homework too. And there's a spot in every episode for feedback, not only from the previous episode, but following up with y'all's homework from the last episode, which I'm really excited about because, again, this is meant to be, though we can't have each one of you on the podcast, this is meant to be an interactive space and community. So we really do want you to write to us. We really do want you to post on social media, tag us, all that kind of stuff so that we can then share it in our episodes because we have a whole spot in the episodes just for that. And again, we'll be giving you homework each episode. You don't have to do it. We encourage you to. But we have a homework assignment, if you will, for the entire season. And that is to write.
It's a good one.
I'm really excited. And it's simple. It's easy. You can do it in your phone. You can do it in a notebook if you want to get a fresh new notebook. I personally love that, but it's maybe not the most convenient to carry around with you. So whatever works for you guys, but it's to write something that went really well for that day and something you can improve upon. And I just want to stress that a big part of this podcast and being healthy in any aspect of your life is going to be self-awareness. So if you guys are not self-aware, we're going to learn that skill real quick because it's so important, right? And this doesn't mean that you have to be just the hardest critic on yourself or you have to go criticize everybody else or whatever it is. But you do need to become self-aware and you did do really great things and there are definitely things that you can improve upon. And that's for everybody, right? And we're going to be talking about that, our struggles with the homework we've done and how it went well and how it didn't. But you can't improve in your life in any area, especially your health, if you don't know what's not going well. So we really want to encourage that so that, you know, the following day you realize, oh, you know, maybe I drank 6 sodas today. Okay, I'm aware of that, right? Tomorrow I'm only going to drink 5. I can improve upon that, right?
So what would you say, like, is something that went really well today for you, Alexis?
Today, I actually got up before my alarm. My alarm was set for 6 a.m. I know. And I got up at 5:55. That's really early for me. And instead of just, like, lounging in bed and snoozing, I went to the gym. And I was done. And I've had, like, loads of energy. I was done before, like, 7:30. And I've had loads of energy since. So that's something that went really well for me. What about you?
Something that went really well, like health-wise, was that today, because we have a heat wave at the moment, so a heat wave, it is terrible. Please remember that our houses, where I come from, we live in the Alps, we live in the mountains, our houses are made for snow. They're not made to let fresh air breeze through, so we're all suffering a lot. And so the last few days, I did not like to, like, eat because it was too warm for me. And that's just not something you should do. You should always, like, eat because your body needs energy. And so for the last days, I did not eat, like, breakfast or lunch. I, like, had, like, an apple an evening. Mm-hmm. And I was terrible and was not good. So today I'm very proud because I had, like, some fruits for breakfast. And then I had, like, a small lunch. Like, all I could eat was, like, basically a salad and some bread. But it's fine. And I had a really nice dinner with my sister. So I'm like, I had 3 meals today. I'm very proud of myself, despite the heat. Yeah. Because the problem is, if you have a heat wave and you don't eat, the moment it gets cold, you get super hungry.
And food is just necessary energy, you know. It's delicious, but when it comes down to it, it's the fuel for our body. So even if you don't feel like eating, yeah, you have to.
And I did not have any energy. And I thought the reason was that it was so warm. Mm. And, you know, it is energy draining. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I don't have as much energy as I have when it's not a heat wave. But I was doing much better today than compared to the other days. Because maybe you should not, like, skip all meals.
All the meals, yeah. Yeah. So what's something that didn't go super well today?
I had a small pizza, which was fine. Did I need to have, like, an ice cream in the afternoon and a dessert when I had pizza? No, maybe, you know, maybe one would have been enough, but
exactly.
Maybe I should, like, stick to having, like, sweet stuff just, like, in the afternoon with my coffee, and then just skip it altogether, like, during all the other times. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there something that didn't go well for you today, health-wise?
Let's see. I would say it is kind of food-related, too. I ate lunch in the park, and I had a salad, but it has, like, tons of, it was like a make your own, you know, bowl kind of thing. So I put tons of filling stuff in there. I only ate half of it because I was, like, super full. And then I had a kombucha, which was great. Love some kombucha, fermented foods for your gut health. But then I really wanted a sorbet from an ice cream shop that was right up the little hill in the park. And I got that, which was fine and it was delicious, but I was still really full. So I should have, like, taken my book in the park and read and then gone and gotten it because I knew I wanted it and I kind of just, like, forced myself to eat it because it was in my head that I wanted to eat it.
Oh. So
that probably I should have waited until I was actually, like, a little bit hungry or not so full for my lunch so that I would have actually enjoyed that more instead of just getting more and more
food. So you did not listen to your body when it told you, hey, don't you want to wait an hour before you have this?
I did not, no. Yeah. And again, the point of, you know, us sharing as well as you guys writing this down is so that you can actually make improvements. It's not to feel crappy about yourself. It's not to, you know, just, like, punish yourself or anything. It's so that you can say, okay, this is, you know, what didn't go well. And then basically, like, it's kind of a subline, which is how to improve it, right? You know, is like, okay, next time I need to, you know, listen to myself more, right? And then actually follow what my body wants. And for you, you know, okay, maybe just stick to the sugar in the afternoon instead of at dinner time too, or whatever it is, right?
And the reason why you should do that, like, regularly, we recommend, like, I'm going to try for the next, like, 2 weeks at least to do it every day. I mean, if you, listeners, if you say, I skipped a day, if you missed a day, don't say, oh, now it's, like, not worth it anymore. Like, do it 3 times a week. That's fine. Because the reason is there will always be a day when something goes, like, terribly wrong. Mm-hmm. And then it's just one thing. Like, if, for example, if I have, like, a lot of sweet stuff today, but I usually don't eat sweet stuff, then, you know, this is not something that I need to, like, even think about. Mm-hmm. Because that was just this one day. But if I look at my list and I'm like, nearly every day I write down, why did I eat so much sweet stuff?
Right.
Then maybe that's something I'm like, okay, maybe I should think about a good way to make this work for me. But if that's something that you do one day or every other day, don't bother. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, we all have bad days.
You know, one thing too for you guys is just what I tell, I have an iPhone and I tell Siri to set me a reminder every day at insert time. If I have a daily activity, like I check out with my clients every day. So I've told Siri to set me a reminder at 5:30 PM to remind me to check in with my clients. So if that's, you know, this is a habit, right? The homework that you want to keep up with, just tell your phone or put it in your calendar or whatever it is. And, you know, at the end of the day, because that's when you can kind of, you know, take a holistic mm-hmm. look at your day. And it takes literally 30 seconds to think about. And then that small act, again, is you putting in the work to improve your health. And you're actually going to see a big difference if you do this daily.
And one other, like, method that you can use is if you want to, like, develop a habit, then you can just combine the thing you want to do with something that you already do. Yes. Like, for example, most of us, I hope most of us, are brushing their teeth at least mm-hmm. in the morning and in the evening. Now, I don't know how many hands you need to brush your teeth, and I don't know how many hands you need to write a few notes on your phone, but I have one hand for my toothbrush and one hand for my phone. So what I'm going to do, what I'm going to try and do is that I get into the habit that whenever I brush my teeth in the evening, I get out my phone and write, like, it can be just 2 or 3 words that's basically all you need to do, and write that down. Because then it's not something that I do extra. Because let's be honest, brushing your teeth is like kind of like lost time. Because, I mean, it's not lost because you should brush your teeth, but at the same time, you don't really do anything, like, mentally. You're just standing there. So you can, or if you have another habit, like if you, I don't know, clean the kitchen every other day or something, if that's something that you already do every day or very regularly, and it allows you to at the same time take a note, try to do that, because that's the easiest thing.
Absolutely. And if you guys are interested in that concept and want to learn more about that, there's a great book, Atomic Habit, which
sounds good.
Talks about how to tack on habits that you want to form to habits that you already have, like brushing your teeth. If you're like me and you brush your teeth in the shower, that's
common. What?
And also,
no, that's so weird.
I like it. I don't know. I just, like, stand under the water and brush my teeth. So,
but don't you get, like, soap all in you? Sorry, no, this is not the topic. It's just weird. I'm sorry.
Let me know if there's any other shower brushers.
No judgment.
I would be happy to know. And speaking of which, we have 2 places that you guys can follow us. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Fill us in with your homework. You can send us your homework daily if you want. If that helps, you know, keep you accountable, we'd love to see it. We're on Instagram. It's the.lemonadestand. And lemonade is spelled LEMONAID. And then we are the Lemonade Stand Podcast. We have a closed group. So again, friend or your mom, whatever, isn't gonna see isn't gonna see the post unless they are in the group. So it's Lemonade, LEMONAID Stand Podcast. And everything is in the show notes as well. So you guys can come and join us over there. Again, that is your space. It's your space for community. It's your space to communicate with us, share what you want to hear, share, you know, your thoughts and feelings about the episode. Again, we are open to improvement too, right? We are not, we're doing the exact same thing as you guys. So if there's something else that you liked or you didn't like, please, please, please let us know. And then also give us all of your ideas, because we have lots of future seasons ideas, and we want to make sure that we're actually giving you guys what you want to hear.
Like, this episode was a bit more general, but we wanted you guys to understand where we are coming from as people, so that you know, like, are these people that I feel like I can connect with? Do I like what they're saying? Even if you don't like what we're saying, like, for example, if you, like me, think that brushing your teeth in the shower is weird. No, I'm sorry. I will stop.
It is super weird.
Yeah. No, so this was a more general, like, episode. But in the upcoming episodes, we will have, like, a very specific topic. And we will get into more, like, a practical approach. Like, more specific tips and tricks and methods you can use, things that worked for us, things that didn't work for us. Yeah, that's going to be in the next few episodes. I wanted to say seasons. Let's just talk about season one for now. As a quick reminder, your homework for the next 2 weeks, which is the same homework that we are going to do, is to try on as many days as possible, but if it doesn't work every day, that's fine, to write down one health-related thing that worked very well for you today and one thing that did not work very well for you. Don't look at specific days, like, if you review it. Don't look at one specific thing and then try to find, like, the patterns or what is something that, like, occurs regularly, because that's the kind of things that you can then work on. Absolutely. That's the homework.
Yes, that's the homework. And again, please share it with us. Tag us on Instagram. And we love to repost all of your stuff. So tell us where you're watching, what you're improving upon, how things are going. And we're here to make sure that you guys stay accountable. And again, that you have community, so that wherever you are in the world, no matter, you know, the support you have around you physically, you have this online virtual community here. And we are so happy and excited to bring the lemonade stand to you guys.
Yeah, I love that. So should we call it a day for this episode? I think we should. I think we've done everything we can and we should. So listeners, we hope you have amazing 2 weeks, and we hope to see a lot of you on our social media groups. And yeah, it's summer. Like, go and enjoy your summer.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll see you guys back in 2 weeks.
Yes, bye.
Bye, everyone.
The music of this episode is Wireless by Lee Rosevere. Link in the description.